schematic standpoint, what has Jared Cook brought to the offense since he came back from injury? And does his presence open things up sometimes for other guys?
Definitely. I mean, Jared Cook is obviously a playmaker, a big target, can play all the positions, displaced in line, you know, on the line. So, you know, it's been great to have him back. You can see the continuity that he brings to our offense as far as getting in and out of different personnel groups. And I think it's building, gotten stronger each week. So I'm very happy with what he's added to our offense.
When did Jeff Janis get hurt? Was that from the game?
Correct, yes.
Do you think he'll practice at all today?
I'm hoping he'll do a little bit today.
What's he done in the last year? I mean, a year ago, obviously, after the game in Arizona, where's he evolved, do you think?
Well, Jeff Janis is, you know, one of our best special team, you know, players. Obviously, played extremely well in the Giants game, and you know, he's doing good things, you know, at the wide receiver position. So, I mean, he's played situational football for us. He's done some things in different personnel groups, but he's obviously a core player of ours. So, it'd be good to get him back.
What did Jordy do yesterday? Is it kind of the same plan for today?
Same plan for today, for Jordy's yesterday.
Does he sense an optimism about Sunday? I mean, you've talked to him.
He's you know, he's making progress. So we'll have more information. I mean, he has a 3-day plan, and we'll evaluate Friday.
Mike, what's the difference in the feel about offense and defense when it's for offense a touchdown instead of a field goal, and defense when you force a field goal instead of a touchdown? Obviously, the point difference is big, but what's the feeling difference coming to the sideline after a drive like that, talking to the guys?
Well, I mean, it's obviously 4 points is the difference, as you've already stated in your question. You know, the reality is, you know, you look at it as a win, because when you're holding the other team, the field goals, and you know, that's why, you know, the red zone defense and is so important, and no different in scoring touchdowns in the red zone. If you look at the way we played of late in the red zone, that's why we need to play this this Sunday in Dallas, and no differently, we need to hold them with field goals on defense.
Mike, with each win trip to the postseason, you kind of get on the short list of coaches to accomplish certain feats. What do you think it is over the years about your consistency as a coach? Why have you been able to be successful?
Well, it's really about the program. There's so many components that go into that. You know, this is our 11th year, Ted Thompson and I. So we have a veteran coaching staff, an excellent coaching staff, a lot of continuity. So we have principles in place, and with that, you only know what you want to do and how you want to do it, but you have the experiences that go with that, so you're able to adjust and change and emphasize as time goes on. So I think it's just really clearly more of a reflection of our program.
Have you had time to reflect on any of I know obviously things are still going, but have you had time to think at all, even just where this team was for this year, for instance, and where you are now?
Have
you had time to think about it all and reflect just on what you've been able to accomplish? I know things are still going, but just been able to think about even where the team was to where they are now?
I mean, not really. I mean, you know, the only reflection I've really done this year is, you know, just to try to, you know, improve my status on social media. So, I mean, it's – so after 10 seconds of that, that's, you know, I got right back to the football part of it. So.
Mike, they've got some young stars. You've got some experienced stars. Does that weigh in your column during January playoffs?
Well, I think it's good for conversation. But, hey, every game's different. Every team's different. Every player's different. So, this is the ultimate team game. It's 11-on-11. I know we make a lot about, you know, make up – talk a lot about individuals and matchups and so forth, and that'll be important. And you know, once we line up, and if we can get these individuals in position to have success, but I can't speak on, you know, what other teams have as far as their experience. We have a lot of young players too, so and we definitely have pointed to our veterans and talked a little bit about that aspect today in the team meeting. So. We're just trying to make sure our team's ready to go, really, to play the team that we're playing in the environment that we're playing in.
Mike, going back to the regular season matchup and Zeke, are there intangibles that maybe stood out to you in person that maybe you didn't see on film?
Well, definitely. I think anytime you see players for the first time, especially productive players against your team, it's things stand out in person. So a very instinctive runner, and I was obviously very impressed with the way he played against us.
Mike, you guys have had a history with undrafted corners, Ladarius being another one of those line. Is there something about that position that allows those guys to make that transition, or is there something that you guys have done to, you know, be able to get those guys successful?
Well, I think structurally it's a reflection of, you know, draft and develop, and I think the one constant or two constants been there is obviously the selection of these players and the development of it. You know, I think you have to give Joe Witt a ton of credit for the work that he's done in his room with these young players. So, and you know, his starting line has been, you know, at the free agent level, and obviously the results speak for themselves. And you know, and with that, I mean, our personnel department's done a great job identifying guys that have that, you know, that it to, it's probably going to take a little more work because of whether it's a former receiver or whatever their path was in college. But, you know, I think you have to give our personnel department and Joe Witt a ton of credit for that.
Mike, they didn't have Dez Bryant in that first game. What kind of an added dynamic to their offense does he bring, obviously?
I mean, he's their number one receiver. I mean, he's the number one receiver type. You look at his, you know, what he's done historically, and you know, he can do it all. He can get behind you. He's big, athletic. You know, he's a red zone threat. You know, he can high point the ball. So he's just another excellent weapon in that offense.
Mike, you've had the bye before, and you've had to play through the whole thing. Is there one you prefer? And also, what are the different challenges between, you know, giving your guys having a rest and then having to go right back at it after playing in the wild card round?
Well, I mean, I obviously prefer scratching and clawing for the last 7 weeks to get there. I mean, that's obviously the way you want to do it. You know, it's the most popular way. But, it's the NFL. I mean, I think, you know, just the fact that you walk in here for a press conference and you answer so many questions about the health of your football team, I mean, that tells you where it is, you know, priority-wise. So I think the fact that they're healthy and they've had a chance to rest their team, they've played with good continuity, that's a real benefit to them. But, you know, at the end of the day, I know where we are. We've been in that position, but it's not a preferred. It's really being in touch with what you need to do. So I think we've done a very good job of hitting the target of how to train our team each week to get them ready for Sunday. And that's difficult because, you know, the 10-week run in the regular season coming into your second week of playoffs, I mean, there's a lot of wear and tear, and you got to find that balance to make sure we're ready to go in Dallas. And I feel very good about hitting that again this week. But, I think you'd like to be a healthier team and give your guys a chance to get their bodies back a little bit. But I feel like we've accomplished that with this new schedule that we've been on.
What gives you more confidence going into this week? Is it the way you're playing these last 7 games, or maybe the mistakes you saw the first time that you can correct this time around, turnovers particularly?
Well, we have great confidence in who we are. I mean, the fact of the matter, we had every intention of being here this week, and this is exactly where we are, and we know how we got here. So, and we're not going to stray from how we got here and basically play to who we are. So how's that? That's a hell of an answer for your question, I'm sure. Redundant, apologize. But there's no secret here. I mean, we're going down there, and I'm sure they're not going to change a whole lot. And I think it's going to be a heck of a ball game. It'll be a great environment. We're looking forward to it. But, we're focusing on winning the preparation aspect of this contest. And we need to have a really good practice today. So this is our padded practice. This is the practice we put the most into as far as the fundamental work and trying to get the specifics of what we're going to see from their, you know, particularly their run game and what we're going to see up front from them and from their stunts and so forth. They're a unique team. They've had a ton of production, obviously. They've been very successful, and this is a big preparation day for us.
Do you go into games scripted how you're going to use Peppers, or do game situations dictate when he is on and off the field?
Well, Julius is really no different than the other front players. You know, we have a pattern that we want to follow, and once again, you know, when you're playing defense, how the offense lines up has a lot to do with it, and who they play as far as personnel groups has something to do with it too. So you have an adjustment component in that.
What's stands out about their defense? I mean, they don't rank high in yards. They don't rank high against the pass or turnovers or anything. They do rank high in points. What do you see there?
Well, they rank high in points, and you know, they rank high in stopping a run. I mean, there's never been a defense that has taken a field that hasn't focused on stopping a run first. You know, I think the other important statistic, you look at the overall, you know, aspect of their football team is the fact that the where they are in time of possession. So they're not on the field as long as other defenses, and they do a really good job stopping a run. So and they do a good job making you one-dimensional. And when you do that on your home turf, you definitely have a chance to play downhill.
Mike, yesterday Randall Cobb, when talking about the second half of the season, mentioned rhythm and flow. You talk about that a lot in your play calling. Is that a feel thing, a lot of it? I mean, how do you achieve rhythm and flow?
Well, it's a connection of energy between the people involved. I mean, it's not just 11 on the field. It's everybody. It's the players going in and out, the coaching, the how you train, you know, your operation on game day, and, you know, ultimately play entry, execution, and building off the success of the play before. So, and that's just kind of the way we've always coached, and that's the way we, when we play that way, that's when we're most successful.